This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
I'm Scott David, an ILTA Program Planning Council member from Boreas, Sager, Seymour & Peace. And today I will be interviewing Stephen Dooley, Director of eDiscovery and Litigation Support at Sullivan & Cromwell. I will be interviewing Stephen on the topic of getting started in a new director or senior leadership role, either through a promotion from within their firm or transition to the role at a new firm. So thank you, Stephen. Can you start out by providing me a little background about how you stepped into this new role?
Hey, David. I stepped into the new role after being here for about 13 years because the wonderful mentor, Scotty Fujisaka, we'd been doing succession planning for the last couple of years. And so she had retired, and I moved into the succession plan. So here I am. I've been at the firm for 13 years. Did I say that already? So.
Yeah, so this isn't a firm change type of thing, and it sounded like you've been planning on this for a long time. Did you have anything like a first 90 or 100 day plan or anything that you wanted to, once you stepped into the role, really kind of put your mark on the change in leadership?
Yeah, I was very conscious of making sure we kind of carry the existing themes. Scotty's shoes were very big to fill, and we had as a management team been working on a regular annual process that involves a SWOT analysis and kind of a comprehensive business analysis of where we're going in the next year. So we had done that in the end of last year. So for all Ted's purposes, that kind of became the plan in which we're going to kind of roll out initiatives and kind of assess where we're going as a team. SWOT is basically focusing on the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that exist in your environment. And you consider things like clients, service providers, new entrants to this space, governments, the law firm itself, and just try to look at the things in the environment, in the market, to kind of understand and see if we're appropriately aligned. So sure. I use that. And that ended up in about 17 primary initiatives that spilled out of that exercise.
Wow, that's a bunch to get started on. So you talked about how you were working with others in your area about the succession plan and the SWOT analysis. And so can you talk a little bit about the approach with the staff, people that were, you know, maybe peers and then reported to you, and what your approach was? I guess, were some people surprised, or was it pretty much known, or how'd that go?
I think it was pretty well known. We had kind of, like I said, kind of established my presence with the team. And then the gentleman that took my previous role, we had been lining him up to take management of that team. So I think things went fairly smoothly. I met with them frequently. I met with the team to just kind of increase their comfort level and obviously make myself available and the management team available for any questions or any feedback. We've tried to be as transparent as we can. The team's been working. We have a lot of tenure with the team, so we all know each other like family, mm-hmm. for all intents and purposes. So we're given a lot of grace from that standpoint, and we try to over-communicate how things are transitioning. At the end of the day, we didn't take some significant change in direction with how we manage our projects or how we communicate with the team. So it's because of that stability, I think, that creates the assurance and the kind of the confidence in our leadership. I'm more of a leader that likes to and engages collaboration, engages in discussion, so we can hear all different sides and perspectives, no matter how, you know, junior you may be on the team or how senior, everybody has their valuable input. We want to make sure that everybody's kind of coming along at the same speed. We do have a message that we've been focusing on for the past 7 or 8 years, again, starting with the original management team. It focuses on the acronym VIPs. So value, integrity, professionalism, and synergy. We kind of use that as a framework how we develop our collegiality with the team and understand when we're rolling out services or rolling out a new process that we're focusing on these facets. And I think that goes a long way at kind of setting the tone for how we provide services to the firm and its clients.
That sounds great. And it sounds like with all the communication that really made it go fairly smooth. What about? You know,
let me throw one additional thing in here. So a couple of the other kind of team motivation things we put in place were for the individual 17 initiatives. We built teams that kind of took in consideration the diversity of the team, took in consideration the different types of roles, and made sure those teams were kind of put in place, and we have a transparent method in which we manage the overall project plan across all of them. They all have their individual project plans for the individual initiatives. So what we're trying to do there is kind of teach people how to lead, how to run a project, how to engage other stakeholders, really kind of how to think in traditional project management mode as opposed to what they may be doing to run their projects. And then the other thing we did is we kind of built a professional development plan that includes some type of topic around professional development every quarter, whether it's not somebody comes in and we do like a DISC exercise or some type of personality assessment exercise, as well as we started a book club. So every week, a portion of the team meets and talks about a particular book that may be helpful in their professional development. We just got finished doing the Checklist Manifesto.
Okay.
So there's some other layers that we try to kind of focus on the team and individual development.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds like it really can help with the team meshing together. So when you took the new role, obviously you're at the same firm and you're dealing a lot with the same attorneys you did before, but now in a different role. So it wasn't so much meeting people that you hadn't met before, I would imagine, but working with them in a different from a different perspective. Can you talk a little bit about how you approach that?
Yeah, it was again, with the succession planning, we really tried to align myself. I already had a seat at the table when it came to technology and price and process and advising with particular clients on processes that we had to adopt as a team or as a firm. It really helped that I was already kind of positioned there. Now it's just about growing those relationships. I think some of the relationships that I started fostering even more was more at the director level, where that was something that, you know, my previous director was kind of owned those relationships. Now I'm exposed to, you know, working with them and collaborating them with them on solutions that will maybe enhance the process or mitigate some risk. And then there's the firm has what's called a practice area associate. So they have one that's focused on general practice, another one's focused on litigation. And we work very closely with those associates to just try and make sure that we're aligned with how the attorneys are practicing. And then some of the new technology and processes that the firm is interested in deploying, that we're helping with that process so that we're all on the same page and help with just overall adoption.
One of the things you mentioned is a great point that you're now that you're at a new level, you really have you're on a new and different team, which is those directors at that same level that you're now at. So that's a really good point. You know, I usually ask questions about firm culture, and you've been there a long time, and in this position change, it's not like you were dealing with a new firm, a new culture, but can you maybe talk from kind of a similar perspective, but how much was it within the firm culture, the succession planning that you talked about and this deep and thoughtful plan to move forward with the whole department and with your position change and then, you know, backfilling for yourself. Is that part of how your firm was thinking in other areas as well, or was it unique?
I can only speak to, as it pertained to our team, they were very much on board with the succession plan. It wasn't something that was a surprise to them. That was already visible to the partner we report to, as well as the executive director. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't as big of a transition. I think what I really appreciate about Sullivan Cromwell's culture is that it doesn't feel compartmentalized. It feels like individual practice groups kind of are running their own technology or their own process. You get kind of a sense that everybody's trying to learn and build off each other. And we try to foster that even within the team, because we're kind of a knowledge center for all things that relate to discovery. And mm-hmm. So to the extent that new associates come in or new people that haven't worked on a particular client's guidelines or process, we're able to quickly kind of have a learning session, update them on, hey, the process is a little different with this client, and these are some things to be mindful of. And the firm has been super receptive to that, and they've shown a tremendous amount of integrity to this team. It's a good-sized team. We've we've worked really hard, especially during the financial crisis. So the firm's been very loyal and accommodating to the team. So from just working in previous roles, I've found it to be kind of exceptional here as far as the overall environment with the fact that they are working on some intense high-profile matters, and yet they're still maintaining a superior level of professionalism. So that's always helped.
So when you look back on, I think when you look back on the succession planning that you and your whole team developed, and if you were providing advice to other people who were developing something similar, what do you think was one or two of the keys or the best or most impactful pieces of that succession plan that really helped to make it successful?
I think the transparency to it, when you're dealing with kind of high-thinking professionals, they tend to want to be engaged as opposed to the black box of a management team that's kind of making decisions and not considering these people that have, 10 plus 15 years in the industry doing what they're doing. And that transparency is so critical to getting their buy-in and their engagement. And naturally, there's going to be people that have different perspectives and, just have things that they're trying to kind of focus on. But despite that, they're kind of maintaining that level of transparency and, again, professionalism that helps them execute, as opposed to there being some type of roadblock because somebody isn't doing things the right way. So I think we tend to kind of lean towards being cooperative, giving people, everybody, the benefit of the doubt and working with us, as opposed to not being engaged and feeling like their voice isn't being heard. So that's an important facet, I feel, when you're going to make these kind of bigger decisions and bigger moves, so that they feel like they're part of the decision-making process and at least we're being considered. Granted, not all decisions are democratic and everybody gets to vote on everything, but we do when it comes to impacting their day-to-day jobs and making sure that we're not negatively, impacting what they're doing. I want to be able to hear their perspective. So I think that's helped a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense that the transparency and what you were doing made it easy to mitigate those concerns of not being able to adopt everybody's different opinions on things. So that makes a lot of sense. Well, we're just about at the end of the interview. I always ask you at the end if there's any last piece of advice you'd like to add or anything I should have asked you that I didn't.
I think some of the operating principles I work on is trying to be an active listener, something I continue to just work on. It's not something I think I'll ever master. But when you're an active listener and you're actually trying to listen from their perspective, whoever you're speaking to, whether it's a partner at the firm or a director in the information technology or a client, and try to understand their perspective and where they're coming from. I also try not to make the problem fit my solution, so prejudge what it is that's going to solve this. It's the balance of that, not recreating a wheel. But if you prejudge and you kind of say, well, we're going to make this work in this solution, you're not really listening to kind of all the requirements or nuances that may be with that particular issue. I'm also a big fan of our worlds are quickly kind of consolidating when it comes to all these different disciplines that are around information and data. So between InfoGov, security, privacy, using artificial intelligence, those are all things that there's a lot of content around. And so try to foster people communicating around that content and finding practical measures that will be of benefit, increase value or increase efficiency with our team, as well as just be generally aware, because with every solution we're talking through, so for instance, we're getting involved in some of the InfoGov of the firm, and I've really tried to put our team out there as a resource that can help kind of manage the process or help develop the process and then be another pair of eyes. It's very helpful when we're looking at things like security and privacy, because those are all crossover. So I think this multifaceted, multidiscipline approach is a huge recommendation for me. And I love just soaking up learning in the first place. So that's why I really like this career.
Well, I definitely agree with you about how how these different disciplines are overlapping more and more. And so this was Stefan Dooley, Director of eDiscovery and Litigation Support at Sullivan & Cromwell. Thank you again for taking the time to speak with us and be recorded on this podcast.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.